wish I could explain.
It's motherfucking Rusticles, bitch.
We gather here today to pay our last respects and bid a sad but fond farewell. We are also here so that in our own way we can celebrate and honor your life.
When I first met you, it was back in 9-5. When I used a better other represented football game. In the crowd, you would double standout. 8th grade, the biggest head, but you would never look your age. In 9th grade, you were killing singers on the field. People talking about the records that they watch you break. Popping livers, hell, everybody knew Charles Bonner. What you wanted, every slap boss in blaze. You was up in Breaker Ridge Press. We were just kids, spoke a blunt in front of your apartment place. You introduced me to my best friend, who was your best friend. I remember when he called that day. He told me that they shot you in the back. You was winning in the fight, and ever since the day, quite the same. So much pressure. Not a D and tell him why they had to take your life away. I'm screaming, hold on. Hit one day and the next day gone. But they're way too young to have to tell them so long. From New Jersey, used to ride the Timberland boots with the camo suit. Used to go inside the kids' pockets in the parking lot before school. They were scared of you. Me and you were cool. We are mutual friends, but with DJ Clue or with RJ's crib. You had a reputation for playing no games, hitting nicks and making people take off all their shit. As time went on, you became a good friend. Let your guard down. We would smoke a talk about rap. When Slick was in jail, you would check up on me. Told me call you if I had a problem, cause you got my back. When I was at the worst on the earth, you were from the QP. Should've listened to the verse I dropped. Me and you was laughing, singing this around and then my mama was your nurse when you first got shot. In your shoulder, but you took it like a soldier. Had somebody watching over you for you to take a shotgun blast. We were growing, know that I was broken. Always working all the homies in the circle, sort of lost contact. Until a person came into my job, I thought I overheard him saying that somebody murdered one on black. I ain't believe it till my homie told me that you're gone and you won't come back. I'm screaming, hold on. Hit one dick and the next day gone. But they're way too young to have to tell them so long.
Missing you from the day that we moved back in summer 88. When we come to visit you, we'd always wanna stay. You would wake us up to a plate of scrambled eggs. You taught me how to cook, taught us how to fish. You and Dave hoping that the Steelers win the game. We would all laugh, we knew when they screwed up a play. Cause you would start yelling at the screen. Taught me to enjoy simple things, it would mean the world. Sitting on a porch, put you when you feed the squirrels. Whistle with the birds, food from the meal that you made. Chill, watch Vanna on the wheel. Come and spend Christmas with you every year. Summer's too, when I'm home, wishing I was there. Nasty one man, mom sitting in a chair. I can never fit into the slippers that you wear. Tell a joke here and there. You ain't really saying much, giving your opinion or a comment. You drove a tank in the Second World War, was a combat. You ain't never brag about your timing. You had no heart surgery when you were in your 60s. Never thought that you would see 90. Saw us go through phases. You would never judge us. All you did was love us blind. Nigga, finally, I had a day yard right before a show in Pittsburgh. I was happy I could spend it with you. The rest of the family come and visit you a lot. Last 5 years, I don't really get to. Mom said you were really sick too. Had a big bruise on you cause you fell in the shower. And now when you wanna talk about other plans, what mamma's supposed to do without you? Having trouble getting in and out your chair, not now in the middle of a sentence while you're talking. I could tell that you're frail and you fought death far for so long and you finally feel exhausted. Time to go, I don't really wanna leave. Said I love you, Pat, like it's gonna be my last. 5 days later, I was told that you passed and you finally let go, but you grasped the hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Still weak, more can't believe you're gone, but your spirit lives on and on through us for so long.
So long.
Songs dedicated to the memory Charles Leonard, aka Main, the Banny Smith, aka Sadi, aka Black, my grandfather, Fred Throckmorton. I love you, Pat.